All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
What about my money? That's not very fair. Get it fair? Money's not everything. Hey, get my pot.
But now we got Chad Ginsburg here.
Yeah,
I like him on the radio.
What is this? Is this Radio BAM?
This Radio BAM.
I was in Concho Hawken at Studio 4, actually.
Beautiful Concho Hawken.
Beautiful Concho Hawken.
Downtown Concho Hawken.
Yeah. I got Buddy B here. I got Deco, Chad, Murray, Fana.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of people.
I'll tell you what.
They're eating pizza.
I wait in line to see Mark Hanna. I don't know where, but I love Hanna. When you see the new movie, he is the greatest thing to ever walk the earth. Bought his underwear off of him, which were mine. I gave him to wear for a scene. He's incredible, dude.
Don't try, you pussy!
Yeah. Ming Hags is coming. So is Mark Hanna in all his glory, dude.
So that's Mark Hanna and Haggard, but yes. He made an appearance in our new movie, Ming Hags, which we're filming as we speak. And
Cut.
When I'm not locked in the editing room, we're filming.
How's that going?
You're in it, I got to show
the
you.
Editing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the editing. Movie.
I didn't know. I don't know who I show and who I don't. That's the problem. Like, people who walk in and out, I'm like, you check out what I've been working
on. I know, you'll show me something 3 months later and be like, did I show you this? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Dude, when you
show, like, 50 people, like, one thing, you can't remember if it's, like, Fana's brother, Fana's sister. You never even talked to my sister in, like, 5 years. I know.
I love asking Mark about his brothers, being like, yo, Mark, if your brothers jumped out of an airplane and one of their chutes wouldn't open, which one would it be? Chris or Abbott? And you have 3 seconds to answer.
Well, Mark, which one would it be?
3, 2, 1.
Why, dude? Ed's a cop. He could probably figure it out on his own.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, no, Chris is crazy. He could probably definitely figure it out.
Chris could build one out of air.
They both live through it, so it doesn't matter either way.
It's just funny that most people will be like, neither, but Mark just will, just for my humor, will just blurt out one name, dude. It's so great.
It makes it more fun.
You know that dude in Seattle who got F'd by the horse and it went all the way up into it bruised up his guts so bad that he died? Well, who would you rather that happen to and then die, Ed or Chris? 3, 2,
Chris.
Why though?
Because he needs to get laid.
That's sick. How old is he?
The horn. 33.
And he hasn't got laid yet?
Yeah,
dude, has he ever seen 40-year-old virgin?
He is 40-year-old virgin.
No, is he 40?
He will be. No, he's
has
like
he seen the
he's
movie
like
yet, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. All right.
I wonder what he.
I don't know.
Didn't he finger some broad ones?
He was talked to her on the phone. Close enough, right?
It's so weird, man.
I don't know, dude. He doesn't tell
Hellboy
me.
Hellboy fucking fingered me.
Is he just? He's just crazy shy, dude.
Yeah.
He gets all nervous if a girl asks him a question, like.
Lendo!
What is going on?
Oh my god.
Lendon's here, aka Count Chocula, aka the Crackerless Cracker, and he's black, and he painted himself white with a mustache. What's going on?
I need a fucking picture.
They said that Lendon wasn't black enough to be the rapper in our movie, so...
Who said that? Duner?
Franz.
Franz?
No, we all said
it. Dude, it needs to be Compton-ass Terry. I'm willing to wait, man.
Well, Lendon painted himself white, hoping there was a role for him.
Compton-ass Terry's selling out black people, dude.
What do you mean?
He's a sellout black.
All black people kind of.
He's selling out. Yo, I'm Jewish.
Hey, what do you mean?
Yo, I'm the Jewish guy. Check me out. I'm on BAM's Unholy Union. The Jewish guy.
No, he's not like that. I mean,
it is, dude.
I don't think he's like that.
He's selling out.
Like, I mean, he'll go on like Reebok or something. They're going to give him like a $2 million contract, I bet. I mean, if you call selling out that way.
Well,
when I mean,
we,
like,
you like him, but when
fuck
we, when we,
$2 million.
What do you
fucking,
mean?
That's great
when
for
we
him.
Went on the Bachelor...
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, I'm sure that he'll sell out in that way.
we took on the bachelor party. Compton asked Perry's like, yo, give me some weed, Chad. Yo, give me some weed, like, nonstop. Like, I gave him weed, I think, you know? But
I think.
You know.
maybe you keep not giving it to him.
He's not special just because he's the black guy on a bunch of white people's bus. Doesn't matter.
White people's bus?
Well, there's a bunch of white people on the company. Bus.
Yo, man, I got some hard motherfucking boogies. Damn, nigga, I got some hard motherfucking boogies.
Yo, who's got a camera?
Why?
I need to take a picture of Lyndon in white face.
Yeah. Hey, Deco. Let me go get a clip real quick that I can show you. It's sitting right here, so tackle some shit.
All right. So the movie Ming Hags, we've been working on it. Oh, you want steak? Why not? Who wants turkey? Turkey's for faggots. Yeah, that's right. Let a big old thick juicy steak slip down your face. And when your friends catch you, say you're gay, tell them to get fucked. You're gonna keister that shit. Now take a big bite of that iron hide. Yeah, it tastes good. So what's for dinner tonight? Steak. Yeah. And Chad, it ain't fucking kosher, so get your hands off it.
Alright.
Is it kosher?
You know it.
What does kosher mean?
It means it was blessed by a rabbi.
Well, that steak is blessed.
And it's clean.
Ding.
Safe.
Okay, this is such a new clip from the new movie that we're shooting that not even Deco's seen it, so I'm going to show him right now. All right, here we go.
Look, it's Ralph. Yo, Ralph!
Yeah, dude, I got your dad's goat today!
Yeah, kick your squad. Your dad is going to kill you, dude.
What are you guys getting all lired up out there?
Come on in.
Narkin's going to rot the house, baby.
Does he know where you are right now? I bet when your dad finds out, you're going to be grounded as all get out.
I'm sure I won't be.
All that I know is sorority ranger tonight.
Sorority ranger.
Better go. Straight up.
I don't give a crap if my dumb dad says I'm going to this party.
Don't miss out. Your dad can't give you the pleasure that this party's going to give you. I'll tell you what. It is going to be a great party because it's going to be the first time I can forget about thinking about Rud Rue ripping me off, doing what he did to my mom. For once, I am going to have a good time. Narkil is going to rock the house. And aside from the fact that your dad's going to spill your blood, maybe I'll dedicate a song to you. Dead in my grave, I'm a sex slave. Yeah, Ralph. Ooh la la. Dead in my grave because I misbehaved. I fell out of school.
I'm cool, I'm Ralph.
Where's that delicious root beer?
Just come to the trailer and I'll show you. I'm sick of hearing about it.
I just like rubbing it in your face. Don't you got screwed over?
I want to hear about it.
Don't worry, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Narkil's playing and we are going to rock and or roll. Ding.
Yeah, you know how good beer tastes, baby. Well, it's going to taste even better to get with on. Do not miss that sorority range.
Yelling in his face was so awkward, dude.
Why?
Because he just stares at you like a wise old owl. Like, who knows what's going through his head?
I know. And so, dude, I got Pop-Up and Bagger in the car together having a conversation. It's like the two most, like, opposite people ever. Like, you will never see two people like that in a car having a conversation unless they're related.
No, it's awesome.
And it would never even be that sentence.
The Bagger, I don't know if you know who the Bagger is, but...
Is he Bloodhound Gang's friend?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, dude. He's...
Yeah, he's called the Bagger because...
He's been on Stern a few times.
He has. And Jimmy Pop, he lives in Royersford, Pennsylvania, and Jimmy Pop was, like, shopping one time, and he was bagging his groceries. He's like, now you want this stuff bagged up? And he was like, what? Like, he thought he was busting on him or something. He's like...
Yeah, your stuff. You want it bagged up?
And then he told Anthony, he's like, dude, there's this bagger at fucking Acme. You got to go hear him, dude. It's insane. Like, he
really talks like this.
Is that about him?
The bagger.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
But anyway.
I knew the bagger is.
So,
yeah.
Bub talks like this, and I figured if I got them both together, this is what the conversation would sound like. Here's Pop-Up picking up the bagger.
Put it to the fucking mic.
Get in the car, dingbag.
Oh, man, you better get going. You're on your own, bro.
And you get in
another F, I'm gonna F you.
Damn it, I'm going down.
Good luck.
Daddy got straight O's, this period.
Straight A's, not straight O's, you idiot. Why are you in school, you little stupid dumb dumb?
Mom, Dad, I have good news and bad news.
What the hell is it?
Well, the good news is that he's been one more time. But the bad news is that I got kicked out of school today.
Like you were on the boat, bad news. From now on, you're grounded.
For how long?
Forever.
News and Oz.
Shut up, you sissy.
Does this mean I can't go to the sorority party tonight?
No candy raised for you, asshole.
Daddy, no!
Shut the hell up.
Okay, anything for you, Daddy. I'll scratch my jingle balls. Daddy ordered something out from town. It'll feel good.
Daddy, no! Oh my god, dude!
You're a Kansas City faggot.
Well, I can't wait to watch the rest of it.
Daddy, no! So that's Ming Hags in the making of. I shouldn't be dick teasing it this soon because it won't be done for at least 3 to 4 months.
Years, I hear. But don't believe that. It's going to be quicker.
No, I've been powering.
Fuck you.
I've been powering out through the editing. What the hell?
I don't know who that was.
I thought somebody just walked into the room right now.
I thought that was Hannah yelling. I was like, whoa, Tourette's.
The garbage juices. What will it be? Well, you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait.
Yeah, dude, you guys making movies, man. That's good,
dude,
shit.
Dude, I want to hear Boo.
How much better is how much better is it to make your own movies than having to deal with like a corporate company?
It's a lot. Well, the risk is that, you know, I'm spending my own money, but, you know, hearing a clip like that, I'm fucking confident that it's going to do real well, and I just like doing my own thing and not have to worry about and not have to worry about what some businessman says. You can't do this. Nope, that's going to be rated R. You know, it's like, if it's funny enough, I'll make it rated R. I don't give a shit.
It's way better doing it, too. You don't have to ask anybody to be like, yeah, this is funny.
Well, I just don't see how kids today are going to get it. Shut up and die!
Dico, you actually seem to enjoy it.
I like it. I hate the other shit, TV, dude. Yeah. I fucking hate it.
I know.
I enjoy it.
I mean, the good thing about that is, I mean, we're getting paychecks from the outside world. Like, it's all you have to do is be on film, and then you get nice fat checks coming in. But like,
yeah, but this thinking is, about this dying is fun and as hell. But like,
you know, I am spending a fuckload of money on filming, and suppose the film doesn't come out, then I'm fucked.
Dude, Boof is making the film. Do you have a clip of anything that she's saying?
Not with me. Maybe Chad does.
That is the film.
I almost.
Dude. Oh my
well, they got some
God.
Clips last week. We brought her in.
Come here, Leonard.
It's so awesome when like you take the bagger
suck
or Papa or Boof, and it's just like instead of having them memorize some big corny like paragraph to say, it's just like, yo, say this, and you just say it the way they say it, and then they just say it back. It's so fucking funny, dude. I could sit there and play with fucking Bagger and Papa for hours, dude.
I want to scratch my jingle balls.
You're a Kansas City faggot.
Daddy, no. Daddy,
man,
no!
You sound just like him.
Daddy, no.
I remember that one he held out real long.
You were like, Daddy, no. And he was like, Daddy, no. And I was like, Daddy, no. And he was like, Daddy, no. I need Daddy alone.
That was the best
Daddy
alone.
Daddy, I want to sit on the Eiffel Tower. It'll feel good. Who's in us?
Shut up, you freak.
You got straight O's. You're supposed to get straight A's, asshole.
If you get one more F, I'm going to F you.
What you should do there is like 100 times of what you'll see in the movie of conversations. Because while we're waiting to like reload a magazine or film or whatever, you know, I'm sitting here with a camera. And with Bam, and we're just like, dude, say this, say that, say this.
I'm literally going to have like, I could make the behind the scenes like 5 hours long.
Like 5 days, but that's too much.
I know, but I gotta shorten it into at least an hour, dude.
When do you expect it to be done?
Well, we're gonna be done filming in about a month, and then we're gonna edit it, and then we have to figure out when we wanna put it out, because.
Boil.
What's your goal? What's your goal being put out?
I would like to have it out in 4 months.
Holy, struck it rich.
4 months?
Yeah.
Like the fall.
Is that stretching it?
It's always good to give kids shit in the fall, because when they go back to school, you just
want... Because they're going back to school!
It sucks, dude. You want to come home and have something to look forward to.
Daddy, no! Daddy, no!
Yeah,
Yeah, well, kids talk in school, so it's good to have them.
Not deaf kids.
Well, that's not true. They talk. They can't hear, Brandon.
They finger each other.
All right, I'm going to take a piss break.
I had to point it out.
Yo, let's play Deadzy, Carrying Over. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam. I'm Serious 28 Faction.
Wobbity wobbity. They were supposed to play a bumper.
I'll leave you a bumper.
What at
you're the bumper.
You guys got the new Knock Hill CD?
Yeah, of course we got Knock Hill, you moron. They fucking rule.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think they fucking suck.
Woo-doo-doo-doo.
Well, obviously, you're a freaking pea brain, man, because they are the ultimate band, and if you say one more thing, I'll pull your fucking face off.
Oh, yeah, you think so? Let me tell you this, motherfucker. I heard them, and I heard the new single, Beat Off to the Tune of My Drum, and I'll come in your back door and in your ass. I'll be right in there. Look at my heavy metal hair. I'll be swinging it fast.
Dude, bring your fucking long hair face down here so I can pull it off. You're a dead man.
I'll be right in, motherfucker. Gotta get that.
Dude, did that get pulled off the shelves?
the other scene where Buddy Bill is there.
All right.
Who is this motherfucker?
That's right.
Dude, did that get pulled off the shelf, though, for real?
What do you mean?
Haggard.
No. No.
It's still on the shelf?
Yeah.
I heard it was pulled the fuck off.
When people buy it.
Yo, Mizzy.
Which is a lot.
Put this headset on.
I gotta talk about Buddy Bill.
Okay, so.
Oh, man.
Fuck, Missy, have you been drinking? She's like, nah, I've had, like, a beer, maybe. I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm like, nobody has any, like, weed or anything with him. And Buddy Bill's like, I got some weed in my pocket. I'm like, dude, shove that shit up your ass or something, dude. Seriously. So he really does. Because, dude, they go like this. They don't even care.
I couldn't get it out of my pocket.
Yeah, they didn't care about Missy, whether she was drinking or if she had an ID or if it was her car. They didn't even talk to her. They go, William McKinney, get out of the car now.
They knocked on,
oh, boo-boo.
They knocked on Missy's back door window.
Yo, bam, yeah, back door window.
Bam, what was the exact words? We're not after her. We're after him.
Yeah, like,
him.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
They knocked on the window. They're like, William McKinney, get out of the car right now. Oh, boo.
Dude, they knocked then, on my window.
Then they're handcuffing him. I'm like, what should I do?
There's nothing you can do. Now get out of here and beat it. I'm like, oh, man.
And then I was like, I wonder if you got in extra trouble. So, like, 2 days later, I finally got a hold of him. He's like, I knew what you said. I put the weed up my butt, and I shall flush it down the toilet.
Buddy Bill is straight trouble.
And he gets out. And he's out. And he's here. And he's here.
Dude, I don't know why. I'm always ready to incriminate myself, but I carried that shit in my...
How long?
Bullshit. That was my black ass. I would still be in jail.
I don't even want to say the other town. All the way to the next court that just happened to be open here. I was like, that costs money. Fuck. What do you do? Fuck. I'm sitting there. I got all this time to kill. I'm like, this shit's sweating. I'm like, all right, it's this amount of money. Blood in my pocket. Whatever. Then I'm like, okay, well, what are the fines? What would they be if I got caught with it? And I'm like, all right, doom, there's fucking this. And then I got to go to task and drug classes or something like that. I was like, all right, yo, I got to take it number two.
How long did you have to have it in your ass for?
Probably about 12 hours.
No!
Daddy, no!
Did you have to squeeze your ass for 12 hours?
Dude, I had long johns on, luckily, and it fell out when I was sleeping.
You probably have a sexier ass now because you had to do it. Dude, picture being like this for 12 hours, dude. Yeah. You'd have a sexy ass by then.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'd love it.
Oh, man. I felt...
Had to go press your ass cheek so for 12 bad. Hours in the turret.
I felt so bad for everybody. They knocked on my window. I was like, oh, well, they ain't here for you guys. I was like, yep. They didn't even knock on Missy's window. They just
didn't care if she was shitbag wasted.
Like, we
they didn't.
You.
They weren't concerned at all. They knew. They saw you come out with your fucking Flyer starter jacket on. They're like,
"That's Buddy Bill. We need to get him. William McKinney, get out of the
head on
Buddy Bill."
So I'm trying to get
Daddy.
Clear.
No,
those murder charges ain't gonna stick. I fucking posted bond, and we're taking this all the way to the end.
What did you bring with you? What goodie? You brought some treat.
I brought a treat. This is a novelty item I brought straight from CCP. That's the
maximum security toothpaste.
No, it's a maximum lubrication.
Is that from jail?
That's a lubrication.
Totally clear. It doesn't smell like. Smell it. It doesn't smell.
They want to save the money on dyeing it.
Yeah. It's ain't lube for me to go my ass for 12 hours.
No, dude, smell it.
Look, it says Bob Barker on the back with the Showcase Showdown.
Smell it.
I felt so bad. I was like, can we at least let my friends go? I know you guys are taking me. And I was like, can you tell my friends that they can just go? So I didn't want to make you guys wait.
So it was $1,000. I felt bad, though, because I'm the one who was like, all right, it's time to go. Because Buddy Bill left his truck here at the house, so he's coming to get it. Yeah. And the next thing you know, dude, I was just watching you get handcuffed. So it was $1,000 to get out.
So they tried to play the role with me, like, oh, maybe just hang out for, you know, just hang. Maybe you might be going. I knew I wasn't going.
Yeah.
So I was just, and then I was just like, tell my friends to go. And then
if they're not concerned about the driver being shitbag wasted and they care about you, then obviously you're going down.
You know that
the
noise of the handcuffs ripping around?
I don't think Deco knows too well. I'm sure you've known fucking 30 times by now.
Anyway.
Didn't you have to move all the way to Phoenix just to dodge Pennsylvania for a while?
I know. Fucking they suspended my license for $8.64 fucking cents. From a warrant from 2000 from registration. How do you owe $8.64? Anyway, it screwed me around. Yeah, I don't want to go into it. I might start breaking shit.
Well, let's get into it then.
How do you owe 64 cents?
$8.64 is in my dream, the nightmare of the fucking change.
Why don't you take your anger out in the ring?
What are you Friday night, motherfucker?
Are you going to the fight, Fannin?
Hell yeah.
We're filming Friday night.
Why don't we film the fight?
Dude, bring cameras in.
That's not a fight. That's a law.
Yeah!
Oh, I'm ready, baby. Delaware.
Look at this guy.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Weighing in at 180 pounds with the ripped jean, Daisy Duke shorts,
yeah.
And the torn white
Nike. I'm going to beat that pussy's ass. I'm going to beat his ass.
Buddy Bill wears Daisy Duke's
to box. And the prison coat tag.
You know what? When I premonition this fight on Friday, when I start to mentally get myself into it, I get into such a fucking overwhelmingly hyped mode, I have to fucking shut it off immediately. I got it all for the night, baby.
I can just picture
it. I'll just start over hyperventilating in fucking 15 seconds.
You're scary.
I'm
gonna fuck this bitch. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves.
I can just picture Buddy Bill in the locker room like 15 seconds before the fight, just punching the lockers like, woo did he woo? I'm never fucking ready. I'm gonna kick some fucking A.
Here's the bullshit.
Do you drink before the fight?
The white boy that we got on us with the wig and the dirty mustache.
Landon, you're
he slaps me in my face, and you know that fucking ring when Landon shakes your fucking hand? That ring that doesn't go away and it hurts every knuckle, every different one? Well, he fucking smacked me on the nose this weekend and we were fucking filming
no,
with the keg.
I socked him.
And now my nose got a little chip because my nose has been broken three times already. Now I've been bleeding every fucking day.
I saw the target. I aimed. I hit. I struck.
Who ended up in the mud?
And then you screamed in fear.
Who ended up in the
mud?
I hit him.
Who ended up in the mud, boy?
Bang.
Who ended up in the mud?
Oh, washed off.
Who got their nose broken?
Yeah, well, it's...
Ah,
you can't tell.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah,
black.
It's all
the black fish.
So where's this at? The Double Tree Hotel?
Double Tree Hotel in Wilmington. There's going to be 1,000 people in there. 6 bars. So come on down.
Why do they need 6 bars?
There's a single.
There's 1,000 people, and I need like 2 to myself.
Do you drink before the fight?
Well,
you do a little. Take a little pop of vodka before you go in. What do you pop?
It's all undetermined.
What do you take? You take a little pop of tequila.
No, I don't need anything.
No, you do.
No tequila. Oh, that's a jail or getting a fight drink for me.
Well, you're boxing.
What drink? Vodka.
Do you smoke? How many? When do you stop smoking cigarettes? How many hours before the fight? Or how much time before the fight? I just not hours.
Well, I just took a 2-day break.
You smoked like 4 on the way out here.
That's my first pack in 2 days, man. Give me a.
Shit.
I got enough internal energy.
Stop touching my cheesesteak, bro.
I can't fucking stop. Fucking
stop. Buddy Bill's on a cheesesteak. Buddy Bill just keeps putting his hands on
it. Are you nervous on this radio show?
Dude, I'm going to kill someone. What do you mean?
All right.
Oh, no, Muzzy.
I'm fighting.
He's so fucking psyched. He's squeezing my fucking cheesesteak.
He was so excited about the fight that he's cheesing your cheesesteak.
He's
cheesing your squeeze steak.
He's
cheating my squeeze tape,
he'll bank your food. One time he showed up at our door with a bag of cereal and a spoon and was like, yo, you got milk in a bowl for the cereal? And another time...
What was he, a homeless hobo?
Dude, another time he came in, he was like, yo, what are you doing? I was like, you can come in, but you can't use the shower, the phone, or the washing machine. And he was like, He always wants to get a bath, wash his clothes, and call somebody, dude.
Yo, man.
Basic needs.
What happened to that lizard?
Oh, fuck that lizard.
Why? Would you fuck a lizard?
No, that was probably 2003.
Could you fuck a lizard?
He had this lizard with this... His tail was missing, God knows how. But he was just roaming. He didn't even have, like, a fish tank cage or anything. It was just a lizard that roamed around the apartment.
Dude,
there was, like, random shits in the back behind the cast.
Buddy Bill spent so much time building this thing a cage that was, like, 6 feet high by, like, 5 feet wide, glass. And Buddy Bill puts, like,
an old log in there and a tarp. The thing escapes.
Rips the fuck out.
And then just lives in the fucking house the rest of the time. And then Buddy Bill adopts it when he moved to his new apartment, which was his pickup truck.
Yeah!
And gave it its own room, which was inside
Chevrolet.
The dashboard.
The lizard lived in the Chevrolet.
Yo, take your shoes off before you come into the house. I used to see him passed out in the alleyway in his car, but his shoes would be placed outside his apartment.
Was it just like shit? Was there shit on like the dashboard and stuff?
No, it was in the wiring. You couldn't see it.
How did you get it out?
Dude, it was unbelievable how I found out. Dude, I'm in the auto body shop with my truck in there. I'm like, dude, there's no way.
What are you smashing shit in here?
Oh, sorry.
Buddy DeVille's talking. He's like fucking.
He's so amped from the fight.
when I'm talking,
right. How did you find out that the lizard was in the dashboard?
Dude, I'm in the auto body shop, dude. And fucking, we're in there. I'm like, there's no fucking way. The thing was baking in the fucking heat behind the shop. I left it there. And this guy randomly comes in. He's getting his car fixed at the shop. It's like 8 o'clock at night, and we're in there fucking puzzled as fuck. He's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, we're like, dude, I had a lizard, he's a 4 foot iguana in this fucking truck. There's no way he could get out. Someone had to steal him, but the door's locked. And fucking, he's like, iguana in your truck? Same fucking shit happened to me. He's in your dashboard, boy. You gotta take your dashboard off. Next thing you know, we start ripping out the glove box and we're flashlighting, and there's this fucking tail meshed into this wiring. We're like, no way, and he wouldn't let us pull him out.
Did you beat his A?
Fucking A, dude.
So how did you get rid of him? Is he dead or something?
My whole dashboard apart.
I think he donated him.
I donated this fucking guy right down the street in downtown Westchester. He's got like an aquarium in his basement.
You would just like walk down the streets of Westchester with some iguana on your shoulder.
He had an alligator and a fucking croc in his fucking basement, like fucking 4 feet long. And I'm like, oh, I gotta fuck with this. And I'm reaching down in there, and he's like, yo, I wouldn't. And he's like, yo, and he pulled his son over, and his son had these croc fucking teeth marks. I was like, and then they handed me
this
stick.
In Westchester?
Yeah, dude, Lacey Street, right at the corner of Matlack. Dude, then they handed me a stick, and I didn't even get the stick to touch him, just because I didn't think it was real, man. And then he just started humming at me, dude, and it was like a minute long hum. How could they breathe outwards that long?
I remember I didn't see you for like a whole year, and I bump into you at like Kegs on Tap Wawa. I'm like, yo, Buddy Bill, what's been going on? He's like, yo, why don't you come to Indian King? There's a lingerie party going on.
Dude, Ray came with his fucking red overalls with the two buttons in his ass. And you could unbutton them to take a shit.
Oh, yeah. Was it a good party?
Oh, see, now that's a party now. What happens at the party stays at the party.
Nah, because it was two years ago, so now we get to hear it.
We all fucking tear off this fucker's head, man. Take out his fucking soul.
Tell me about the party, Bobo.
All right, well, I'll tell you, Rake ends up, he's fast. I'm going into the whole party. But I'll get to the end. Rake sleeps on the fucking couch. He's trying to sleep on the couch, but he's facing outwards to the living room. Dude, why am I saying this?
It's you. To see about you and your crew and what you guys are going to do.
So I'm fucking, I'm on the middle of the living room floor, just, you know, randomly, probably naked at this time. And, I'm, you know, having fun. I'm looking at fucking Rake's face. I'm like, this is not good. And then Rake's eyeballs open. Fucking, he's like, he fucking flips over. I guess I'm going to town, and then I look up the stairs, and the girls that lived at the house at the lingerie party, they're all, I see one head kind of peek down, just a head from the top of the stairs going up the stairs.
Was it like Mingan boy shorts or like hot, sexy thong?
Oh, I was naked. What are you talking about?
No, them.
I don't care about what you are.
Oh, really? With your dick hanging around?
Fuck you.
Dude.
Yeah, man, you wearing a cute thong?
Dude, I saw one head pop down the stairs, and then I looked up, they saw me, and the head disappeared. Next thing I know, I'm like, okay, the head disappeared. They were shy. So I'm going to town, and then next thing I know, I look up, and there's like, I see two heads going, picking up the two fucking steps coming down. Then there's an instant pop, there's a third head. And there's two fucking, I was like, yeah, fucking, boy, you're that shit up, baby. Yeah, everybody.
Ryan's having a good time.
Yeah, oh, they come slap that damn that sweaty bitch.
I was like,
slap that dick. That dick been bae.
Slap that dick.
I wanted, I thought, you know, they were gonna come down too. Dick.
Yo, Buddy Bill, tell him about the cocksuck blowjob.
Damn a bad dick, Buddy Bill. Shut the fuck up.
Has that dick been bad?
Yo, let's go to a good commercial or something. Right about
commercial.
Now. Got like a...
Lingerie party at Indie King. Let's hear some sounds. Track two. Woo, woo, woo.
Says she down.
Was it like a fuck fest, or was it just like a random, like,
shit,
people just in lingerie roaming around?
Well, I ended up on the living room floor.
Doing what? Naked?
Yeah, who said that?
Come on, man. I got to take Seattle and get my dick on.
See how excited Buddy Bill got when he heard that girl moaning?
Those are sound effects. So it's in the machine.
But this is actually what the girl sounded like.
Shit, I'll fuck the speaker.
It doesn't sound like she likes it.
Back door. Back door.
Is that just over and over again?
Buddy Bill, get off.
I'm very an emotional person. This is not.
That's what happened, man.
I can feel.
Very
emotional.
Did 69 asses with anybody at the lingerie party?
What the fuck? You got a fucking cafeteria in your goddamn stomach?
Whoa.
Dude, he's got a million things in his stomach.
Deacon's got like trail mix, peanuts,
trail mix,
pizza,
cheese.
He's got every option.
A beer.
He, find.
He even has potpourri.
Potpourri.
Is that California?
You might have potpourri, but I have pot. Yo, boom, boom.
Give me some of them nuts, move.
Give me some of this pot, my boy. Move. I came to bring this to you. I done weed up in my ass in 12 hours. Boom, boom, boom.
Some sort of experiment.
Experiment? I'd rather have wintergreen.
I love that fucking line.
I guess that was a good line.
No, that shit was great.
I haven't heard that. Let it just spit beer out of his mouth. So
I say it every time somebody asks me that question. It's
what?
I ask them what kind of gum they say experiment. I say, I'd rather have wintergreen. I say it every fucking time.
I'd rather have wintergreen.
That's fucking good shit, dude. I love it.
Experiment?
No one is going to understand that joke. Let's reshoot it.
This is Hannah's frowning moment.
Oh my god!
Was that Haggard?
If you think that's funny from Haggard,
wait
that ain't
see
shit. And wait till you see what goes on.
I stepped it up.
It's kind of like the same kind of effect, though. In Haggard,
same scene, yeah.
In Haggard, Phil bashes a watermelon over Dunn's head, and then you're up at the spa with your shirt off. Completely screaming at the top of your lungs, and then on this one, Dunn breaks through a car, which is apparently yours, and then he peels off it, and you're like, where's my car? Where's the car? Woo!
Where's my car?
Where's my car?
Where's my car?
Woo!
I can't, I'm sorry for even imitating you, dude.
Hannah, do it.
No way.
Why not?
Yo, Hannah, did you try any of that Gina Lynn? Gina Lynn is a porn star. She played my girlfriend, a.k.a. sister, in the movie, but she gave me, like, a palette of her energy drink.
Yeah,
it's
man,
called,
you try that pussy.
It's called Some Pussy.
You try
pussy?
That pussy?
No, it's
pussy.
Like a pink lemonade energy drink, and it's just
God
like a picture of her
sweaty
ass hanging
bitch.
Out.
Wait, Bill, did you say Gina Lynn's hand?
Some Pussy
it's
energy
some
drink.
Pussy.
I'm like, where could you possibly buy this? Wawa?
Yo, now she said she sells that at strip clubs.
Didn't
when,
she?
When she dances over there.
Didn't she give you a bunch of autograph magazines?
Yeah, like she just volunteered.
Did you ask for an autograph?
No, she was like, so do you want any porn or anything? I'm like, fuck yeah, bring some porn. So, but she like signed them all.
She had it all out on the
like,
table.
Like now I have a signed DVD that I get to jerk off.
I was here that day. And she came. She was there. It was kind of awkward, really. All her porn is sitting out, and like you could see everything and everything she's done, and more than most girls
that's
have.
That's the weirdest part.
Dude, so sweetheart. She's sitting there, and we're trying to eat lunch, and this shit's all over the fucking table, man.
Wasn't yeah. she her- giving you a lap dance when who showed up?
Who, Missy?
Yeah. Buddy Bill
you and Brianna. She was like on the table.
I think it was Buddy Bill who walked in.
They kept asking you guys.
They're like, where? They're like,
Buddy
where?
Bill just walks in and Gina Lynn's just on the table
I'm
dancing
like, hi, this
for
is
Brianna.
My new friend Gina. She also sent me a package of sex toys too. She's like, I feel bad. I sent your husband all this porn. I'm like, yeah, I know. I opened the package.
You should
thank
see
you.
What she does
I love
with
how-
them herself.
But dude, you think
ridiculous.
You think that we have like casual conversations, dude? Where do you talk to her and her husband? Like he'll be like, oh, how's it going? Missy, hi, I'm Travis. Yeah, one time I did a porn in Germany, and the guy asked me to shit on the bitch, and I was like, I'm not doing that. And then I said, fuck you. And then, you know, I only let her do, like, they'll just casually talk about ass-to-ass porn like it's talking about would you eat it for dinner, dude.
Brianna and I played 20 questions with Travis. We're like, can we ask you a whole bunch of questions? Because there's a lot of things we were just, like, curious about. He's like, yeah, go ahead. It was the most insane conversation I've ever had in my whole life. My ears are spinning and burning at the same time.
Those porn people live a totally different life.
Unbelievable.
Sure, it looks like
pretty awesome.
No, I don't want to share because I don't know what stories are like personal and what stories are like meant for everyone to hear. No,
they're on video.
Crazy shit. Like,
I know. What the fuck?
No.
Well, let's hear one then, Betch.
Okay, this will be the first time that Gina, who is his now wife,
come yet, Betch,
watched him perform a scene in a movie. He was banging this girl out, and she was across the room watching him.
Hello, Fison.
And she just started running at him full speed. He picked the girl up off of him, threw her like on the bed or the couch next to him, and Gina just ran up and kicked him in the dick so hard that he started bleeding out of his dick. He had to go to the emergency.
The first time her husband was doing porn?
Yeah, that she was there like observing.
Oh, watching, she got all jealous and stuff? Yeah, now they're like 69 others' asses.
How you doing?
Just
that's
a no-go. Different way.
What's that stuff on your face?
How you doing?
That's a Merry Christmas. That's a pearl necklace for you, girl.
Did they fall in love like more?
Happy New Year.
Why did you do that?
Because it felt good.
Help.
Ready? Here we go. Every Monday night
here
I go,
we go
home, and this is in my head, dude.
Yeah, I get a lot of people.
I like
a lot of people write in about this.
I like it.
They want to know what it is. Anybody who gets it, I'll give them free CKY shit.
Now you want to know the performer?
They want to know what the fuck it is, and most people don't know.
What is it?
I would never fucking know.
Totally random.
I should probably use this in Ming Hags.
Goshen Fair.
I don't want any fucking peanuts.
Tip, legally, you'd never be able to.
All right.
What did you want to hear?
Hannah had to say something.
Yeah, I got to take a shit break, so let's listen to Bloodhound Gang.
Radio Bam.
Because that could be what convinces to get in hard. I'm a pussy, but if that get motherfucking dollar signs instead of S's. The payback is coming full circles of bits. Those turning on those bitches. The payback is coming full circles of bits. Those turning on the bitches. Falls down, my life is a slide. This dick don't hit the bottom, but I fuck the sides up. Falls down, my life is a slide. This dick don't hit the bottom, but I fuck the sides up. Falls down, my life is a slide. This dick don't hit the bottom, but I fuck the sides up. Falls down, my life is a slide. This dick don't hit the bottom, but I fuck the sides up. Falls down, my life is a slide. This dick don't hit the bottom, but I fuck the sides up. Falls down, my life is a slide. This dick don't hit the bottom, but I fuck the sides up.
This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Fashion. And I have no idea why they gave us a stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
That'll feel good to watch, dude.
Why are you doing that to me?
Yo, speaking of autographs that you don't want, do you remember when Johnny Knoxville did the cover to Rolling Stone, and he did the Target?
Yeah.
When we went, we were there shooting at QVC. Some fucking faggot lassos me. And
he did it to me, too.
Yeah, and he was like,
oh my,
I'm doing this,
God,
like, internet soap opera. And like, come here, I'll give you an autograph and a poster. I'm like,
yeah,
fuck away.
We're in there shooting the cover of Rolling Stone, and this fucking nerd fucko comes in, and he's just like,
he's like olive green.
Yeah, he's just like, he had no idea what we were about or whatever. He's like,
he was on another
He's
set.
Like, hey, what are you guys doing here? Here to see me? Here, kids, let me get you an autograph. And he, like, signs this thing, hands it to us, and I thought he was fucking kidding, but, like, he thought that we were there to see his awesome soap opera.
Dude,
it was insane.
Dude, his faggot-ass boner pinned us in the corner. Man. We could not escape, dude. It was fucking so ridiculous.
Was it big?
And then he gave us his poster. We just fucking trashed him right in the trash can so he could see it when he walked
in. Oh, my God. I remember you told me.
Oh, yeah. We just shoved him right in the trash.
I remember it now.
There were these cheesy-ass headshots looking like a fucking faggot, dude.
You should beat his ass in the boxing ring. Doubletree Hotel, Delaware Wilmington.
Oh, dude, I feel
now
like
I'm clenching my cheesesteak again. I'm my cheesesteak.
You squeezed my cheesesteak, man. What, you squeezed up my cheesesteak. I'm not even fucking hungry now.
Yo, how about G when we were filming? Okay, let me sum this up real quick. G threw me under the bus so bad, telling my mom when she showed up that I was like popping too many Adderall and drinking too many beers and stuff, and Buddy Bill overheard it. So I called G out on it. He completely denied it. Then after, Buddy Bill was like, I heard you fair and square with my own ears. I know you're going to look at me and lie right to my face. Then G just starts crying because he knew that we caught him throwing me under the bus so bad. He's like, I just said it because I'm worried about you, buddy. I'm worried about you. And then his clonopin ass gets shitbag wasted, starts breakdancing in the head. While we're trying to film, and I would get mad because somebody's interrupting the flow of filming, but he was going berserk, like not even remember. Then he fell into the woods, and I was like, gee, do you want me to help you out of the woods? He's like,
I think it's kind of comfortable here, buddy.
Like, just out of it.
Dude, he set his camera down somewhere. He was like, I don't know, I got all this footage already.
Then we have these goats in this cage, and Seth is basically responsible for him because he got him from Randy from Arasafa. So G just lets his, what do you call it, white fang? What do you call that dog?
A husky?
It's a husky.
Huge champ or some shit.
Shoved him into these sheep. The dog bit the neck of the baby sheep. He was just carrying it around, and G was just flopping around breakdancing.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, how pissed were you? I heard Seth yelling at him the next morning, like, you fucking piece of shit. And Selena didn't know that Seth already yelled at him. And she's like, you asshole, what do you think? He's like, oh, no, I already got yelled at by Seth.
He was like, I've already been yelled at.
I just felt...
Can he break
that? Even though it was a dumb move, I just felt bad for him.
Is he a good break dancer?
Dude, I've never seen G do that many moves, though.
Oh,
what was it like?
It was insane.
I bet you he was sore.
What was it like, geez?
Well, hold on. What'd you say? Oh my God! I was telling. Yeah,
I was telling G, I was like, because he was so wasted, I was like, G, let's just go around the trailer and bang each other out in the woods. Like, yeah, dude, let's do it. Like, it's like dead serious. God.
Yo, you remember the dick off?
Then he went up and tried to French miss. He really tried to French miss. He not even kidding. Like, not even know that we had it on film
he
and stuff.
He was
just like, come here.
Yeah, it's on film. Oh.
Aside from the goat eating, it was a piece of shit.
He was so muffed up, dude. And then he said that he did. He said that he did 2 Klonopins. Then he lied and said that he only took 1. Yeah. And then he lied 30 minutes later and said he took none.
Yeah. At one point,
I got in here for a second. Last week's show was really harsh.
Sean G. I know. We made.
Is it time to really rip into him now?
No, see, I'm not mad at him. I thought it was funny. Fabulous.
I like the boy.
Yeah, but I mean, G's a good boy.
But
I like him.
What's wrong with this?
No, nothing. Dude,
no, I think it's
hilarious.
You know what?
Hysterical,
I'm glad.
Well, Ryan G's fans are pissed.
Well, who cares?
No, but this is the way all of his behavior actually got him out of the doghouse. All of his behavior got him out of the doghouse.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
So funny that you came out loving him.
If it was medium,
except for the goats.
But if he was medium funny, everybody would have been mad. He was so over the top, like so berserk, that we were just like, you just gotta love the guy. He's gonna make the behind the scenes footage of Ming Hags way more funny now.
Life was like a box.
Dude, that's
chalk.
This
breakdance is insane. Selena were fucking.
I didn't know he could move that way.
Gina Lee. You were just sitting next to me when we were filming, dude. They were like,
what?
They were like, yeah, oh, I let the cat out. They were like,
what the hell?
That wasn't a word. Like, I can't keep my eyes off it.
She was wearing a tiny stripper skirt, which is above the ass line.
I saw you looking at her ass.
No, you can't
you
help
were.
It. It was very round and worked out, and it was humongous. But and she had little tights on with bruises all over the back of her legs from falling on the speaker. And it was just
strip dancing.
It was like a kaleidoscope.
Every stripper I dated had bruises.
It was absolutely perfect.
Totally. She has a sweet ass stripper
body. It
was nice.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. Like you could, I'm a straight lady. I couldn't stop looking at it. It was beautiful.
Would you lick
her
face?
God damn that sweaty bitch!
I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I can't keep my eyes off it. I was like, what? I was like, oh,
hang on,
shut up, guys.
Okay. Gina Lynn didn't bring any panties with her, so she asked if she could borrow a pair of mine for a scene that she had to shoot laying in bed with my husband. I was like, yeah, sure. So I gave her a really cute pair of these, like, lacy boy shorts, and she gave them back to me. She left them on the kitchen counter, and then somebody took them.
I told you we were supposed to sell those on eBay. We were going
to
sell them.
Child told me to sell them on eBay. Like,
I grabbed those from your drawer because I thought that they were sexy for the movie. They're fucking gone?
Well, someone took
them. Oh, you guys wanted them back?
I wonder who would take them.
Anyone with a business mind. I would take them, but I didn't. I would have like 700. How much would people pay for Missy's underwear, which were touched by you, which were then touched by Gina Lynn? There's all types of freaks out there, and there's a lot of money.
Wiped by the ass of Fanta.
You know what's the saddest thing about this whole situation is someone stole a stripper's underwear, but it wasn't me because I was too busy asking Mark for his underwear because this scene was so funny, which they are in my house now, and I am framing them.
He put them on and did a dance.
No, I didn't.
Yo, there's money.
Where's the belt?
There is money in that underwear.
Can I have the belt?
Yeah.
There's so much money in that underwear, dude.
I was busy stealing.
Right now somebody is on eBay.
Nobody gives a shit about those underwears.
Get out, dude. There, you type in dirty socks on eBay.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Type it in right now.
Would you buy it?
It's totally for sale, and it goes for good
dude,
money.
Would you buy Brad Pitt?
It's a good American
dollar. Brad Pitt's dirty size?
Oh, I got to pay my bill, bitch.
I wonder if some girl, some Brad Pitt fan would pay like $500 for Brad Pitt's dirty ass socks.
That was half my bail, motherfucker.
Dude,
I'd
let Lennon drink my piss just to have Mark in his underwear, dude.
You drank his piss on film.
Fucking piss, you fucking piece of shit.
No.
Yeah.
You were drinking piss.
No.
Live on the movie, and you didn't
Daddy
even know.
No. Daddy, no. No. I got straight O's, Daddy.
You're supposed to get straight A's.
Straight
O's. Projectile.
Well.
Hannah, those underwears you wore?
Yeah.
Those silk underwears?
Yes.
Those are fucking, like, more priceless than an autographed Babe Ruth rookie.
All right.
Way better, dude.
Nice.
I want to shellac them just to preserve them throughout time, but I hear that messes up the value.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck you!
I've seen her.
I don't want to watch you do that scene.
Oh, wow. At the dance floor, huh? Squat on it like she wants it so bad. Like
no,
else.
The dudes come up to her. It's not like she's getting eaten out on stage for 311 tickets.
I gotta get better at that.
You gotta get better with that. Bring some Commando. Play some Commando clips.
I was thinking.
Yeah. Your imagination. Maybe you could use, like, your own ass or, like, you know, beat the fuck off to that or something. Yeah?
Now that's a scene.
See it up.
I miss that. I haven't seen it in forever.
Dude. Check it out. You should see it.
I like it.
I should fucking
I'm gonna play it in my backyard. I got a screen set up out back.
Bill, you do.
Come on, you're playing at the Oakmore Mansion. They won't have driving.
I'm paying them $10,000 to show it at my own house
I'm
on my TV.
I'm playing my part this Friday at the fucking Doubletree, motherfucker. When I'm ready to kick your ass in that movie.
I heard, buddy, I heard you were all bloody last time you fought.
I had a nose problem. They broke my nose.
He's got a nose problem.
I break.
No shit.
I break easy, but my shit straightens real quick. And my
there's all this white cartilage falling out of my nose.
Come on, man.
Are you the champion? Are you the champion of the parking garage?
I'm going to break stick. Dude.
You asshole.
That was another show, man.
What are you talking
who's
about?
Who's the last person that broke Buddy Bill's nose?
Dude, you guys had me on my cell phone talking on the radio. You brought up so many fucking fights I did. I couldn't even fucking believe the shit that you remember.
Alright. It's weird. Buddy Bill is like really strong, but one time I just saw him try to ollie on this old ass skateboard. All that happened was the front wheels popped up, the tail hit, and then it went back down. Like the back was at least, and his ankle was twisted and swelled up the size of the frame.
Fuck you. I busted a fucking pump.
That's right
over
on Price Street, right in the corner, dude.
Fuck you.
It
I
was just like
a perfect pop shove it over a snowman coming up the curb. First day to snowman.
Even if it was a pop shove it.
Gunner heard it from across the street, broke my ankles right. So that was a milk. Perfect pop.
Now, Buddy Bill,
you fucking rutted ass fucking street.
You had a brain aneurysm. If you don't have one in another 2 weeks, you'll live.
Is that what the doctor said?
That's what the doctors told Bill. What do you got?
I was playing all these video games. Next thing I know, I woke up in the hospital.
Dude, well, I was taking a piss and we wound up on the floor with my eyes open. I couldn't see colors.
You're seeing black and white?
No, just like it was yellow. I could see yellows and whites and blacks. I guess.
It's so weird. One of his
RCA cables
came loose.
Wait, yeah. You see yellows? Oh, you're yellow and black and white. Look at you.
You were tripping.
Yo, don't he look like the guy from Sin City, that yellow guy from the movie?
Benicio del Toro.
You can see yellow.
Well, it looks like Benicio,
yellow,
too.
White and what's the other one?
Deco.
You know what I was just thinking about? Kicking somebody's ass. Sorry.
Right now, Landon's gripping on the bell. I don't know why.
Landon, shut up.
Dude, he's gripping you up. Landon. Get off of him, dude.
Landon, I'm
sorry. With a cheesesteak? Here's a cheesesteak.
Let him grip the cheesesteak,
dude. Grip that up. You fucking hurting him over there. Yeah, I'll give that back.
Here, I'll give that back.
Oh, what?
Just
back.
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
What the fuck is wrong with London?
Whites and blacks. Dude, blacks, blacks. Black man up, white man down. Yay!
What the fuck is he on?
The Buddy Bill versus the black.
Say it again.
Buddy Bill fell back on his back. And all he, when he woke up, all he saw was yellows, whites, and blacks. You got thrown in the mud fucking when I left my truck here a week ago.
Broken.
Oh, it's that fucking faggot ass ring you got on your hand.
What the hell is going on?
Who got their nose broken?
Why did Lendon break your nose?
Hey, Lendon, you need a fucking beer.
He broke your nose.
Why does it keep touching
you? Broke his nose?
I broke his nose.
Why? He's getting pissed now, dude. We're going to have a double tree fight right here in this very room.
It's only because I'm going to leak easier when he pops me in my nose.
You got to leak easier.
I'm going to like I'm going to be picking this dude up with both fucking gloves. You ain't finishing out in the first round.
That's what happens to a fighter in a boxing ring when he gets beat. He's leaking.
I can curse on this shit, right? Yeah.
He said like 1,900 curse words. And then he asks,
yo, we can fucking curse, right, shit?
You can curse.
Oh, now he's getting pumped.
Dude, you guys are killing me.
Oh, shit, yellow, white,
I get in the fucking ring. Those lights are on me fucking blazing. You get in the ring, the lights are so fucking hot, you're like... Well, you might know. You're hosting
that
award show, you motherfucker.
We all know we've been on stages, bro. It is hot lights, you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck you guys. I'm the star here.
It's like making French fries.
You getting pumped, dude?
Do I look like the mustard man?
Buddy Bill is so pumped.
What time do you go in the ring? Friday, what time?
I've been doing this shit my whole life, man. I fucking love it.
What time you get in the ring, buddy Bo?
I get the times. All the boxes, then they match us up. But, you know, the doors open at 8 o'clock. And it takes about, you know, 45 minutes before we get the rules set to us. And then we're matched up. And
how many rounds?
Then we get told in a row. So I'll be able to come back out after I'm in the back room with all the boxes, and then I'll come out. I'll be able to tell you guys what time that I'll be on and what number fight I'll be on.
I will be fighting approximately
so I will get
an
you
hour.
Info. To you fucking will have the time of your fucking dude's chicks boxing, dude. Oh, nice. I love seeing that shit.
Yeah, oh, buddy Bill,
dude,
why
these
is it a
chicks
match?
Fucking go at it, dude. Dude, it's fucking.
Why is it a grudge match, buddy?
What happened? Why is it a grudge match?
Yeah, why is it called grudge match?
Because this motherfucker been wanting to fight me for like 3 months now.
You guys are buddies, though, right?
Is this
fight rigged?
I don't know him.
Is
that
it rivalry?
I don't know.
Is it rigged?
It comes down to motocross.
No, you guys know each other
and that kind of shit.
You're avoiding the question.
Is this who rides faster on the
trail? I'm faster on the fucking
trail. You think you ride faster than me? Well, I'll beat your ass at the double trio trail. You better get ready. Friday night at 9:30.
No.
It's angry like that, and I don't know them all
Chad,
that well.
They fought
it comes
here
down.
Once already.
They already did fight.
Dude, we fucking picked
Buddy
up Bill's
ready to fight anyone right now, dude.
Dude,
it doesn't matter.
He'll fight my. He's been fighting my cheesesteak most of the show.
He was squeezing your cheesesteak just in anger, getting ready to fight.
Killing me, man. This is fucking big time, man. This is my career.
Squeezing up in my cheesesteak, man. Squeezing
dude, it's so good to fight legally and not fucking get charged for it. Because everyone signs their life away when you get in a fucking ring.
That is
so
a good
you
reason.
Can't get charged.
Even it's a boxing
but they
match.
Do get... Like,
so
they,
if, you're, if your
they
teeth
got
get knocked out, you just have to eat that cost?
Yeah. And if you over-thug it and you do some kicks... then I think the thugs that organize the shit, they
do some kicks back.
Yeah,
fans,
next week.
Fans should have boxing. Is that in the contract too?
Yeah, I think it is.
Come back next week. We're gonna fuck your ass off.
Well, we'll find you. We got your address and that kind of shit.
Fans, in the contract.
Fans I had to put my knee down last matches. Time. I was like, oh, this motherfucker.
You think fans should have boxing matches?
So pay them their money. If you're another boxer, pay them their money because I heard some bad things. Oh. No. I'll pay him.
All right. Get ready for the fight. 9 o'clock. I'm going.
I'm going.
Delaware. Double Tree Hotel. And
Selena.
Let's sign off with some Narkill. This is Gay Fags Radio Band.
You guys got the new Narkill CD?
Yeah, of course we got Narkill, you moron. They fucking rule.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think they fucking suck. Woo-doo-doo-doo.
Well, obviously, you're a freaking P-brain, man, because they are the ultimate band, and if you say one more thing, I'll pull your fucking face off.
Oh, yeah, you think so? Well, let me tell you this, motherfucker. I heard them, and I heard the new single, Beat Off to the Tune of My Drum, and I'll come in your back door and in your ass. I'll be right in there. Look at my heavy metal hair. I'll be swinging it fast.
Dude, bring your fucking long-haired face down here so I can pull it off. You're a dead man.
I'll be right in, motherfucker. Gotta get that. I'll rip your ass every day and eat a cheese. Wow. Watch me at the family fun center. I'm in a slip and slide. I'm naked as shit and I'm sliding inside 10 motherfuckers with a dick 10 feet wide. Well, they'll fuck me in the middle of a flight in bad fucking weather. My tape measure will define how much pleasure I can hide in my head. In my home, Easter Bunny must have been too scared to bag my ass down there. Watch me fuck all slow, romantic. There's no need to panic. I see a man, I squat on his ass and fuck it so fast like a tasty sea bass.
Unplug the Cork.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.